just even as I talked about my call to preach as well, and just the excuses, inadequacies, all those things that we can come up with, and just one of the texts the Lord pointed me to, and just thankful for it. Again, in 2 Timothy, in chapter number 1, and let's go to the Lord in one more time in prayer. Lord, we thank you once again. I do thank you for the service tonight. Lord, I pray that you would please continue to help us, Lord. We need your strength. We can't do any of this on our own. Lord, I pray that you would please be with this message as well. Lord, that just your word would be presented, and it wouldn't be anything about me or anything I have to say, but just, Lord, that you would speak through us, through your word and through me, Lord. I just thank you for the opportunity. Help us each one to take heed to your word and to respond to it. Lord, I pray that you would just give us faith and trust, confidence within your work within us, Lord. I just thank you, and I pray this in your name. Amen. In August of 1942, there was a young man named Jack Lucas who had forged his mother's signature so that he could join the Marines. And in that time period of World War II, and later on, when later he was just relegated to just driving a truck in Hawaii because the superiors had found out about the forgery and that type of situation. And then later, even just instead of just being discharged, he went to the superior later and wanted just reinforce his desire to serve his country during that time, and he even stowed away the USS Duell, a transport ship bound for the island of Iwo Jima, and there on February 14th, 1945. As well, they landed on the island of Iwo Jima, and just to shorten the story as well, they were there in his battalion, and there's a couple grenades that came into their pit, and he grabbed one of the grenades and buried it down in the volcanic sand, and one went off and threw them into the air, and there's later they found about 250 pieces of shrapnel into his body, and miraculously he survived, and President Truman awarded him the Congressional Medal of Honor, and all this was awarded to the not only a forger but a stowaway, but not only did he forge his mother's signature, and even I believe my own grandpa was one of those that signed up when he was 17, go to the Korean War. But this young man was not only 15 but 14 years old when he joined the Marines during that time, and I think it's even just in Christianity as well. I think many times we miss that type of mentality of not just doing what we can, but doing what it takes. Doing what it takes, and just following the Lord's leading in Christianity and His leading in our lives. And the missionary Hudson Taylor long ago said, God isn't looking for people of great faith, but for individuals ready to follow Him. And I just love that type of mentality that we can look at our lives and our situations but the reality is that God doesn't need people that are super talented individuals, but just people that are surrendered, submitted to His will. And Hudson Taylor also said that God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. here in our text, in this situation in 2 Timothy, here we're reminded of this individual, this man, Timothy, and really we see the kind of this one-way dialogue of Timothy, of Paul, the kind of the father figure spiritually in this situation, writing to Timothy, and just in Paul's heart in this situation is guiding Timothy to trust in the Lord, to trust in God's strength. And just there in, let's see, in verse number 5, start out and says, Paul says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Here's just a, Paul's giving gratitude, thanks to the fact that Timothy's faith was real. Unfeigned faith, that just means that which is not fake, that which is true and real. Because here is even the situation of Timothy had this wonderful godly heritage here, and gives this example of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And I'm thankful for godly moms and godly grandmas, and even in my life, just having a godly mom. I'm thankful for that. But my relationship with God is not just dependent upon my heritage on this earth, but my own personal relationship with God.
Right.
And Paul's really just giving gratitude and thanks to Timothy that it's a wonderful situation that Timothy had this godly heritage, but even more so that Timothy himself had a true relationship with God. And even just even those that do have that position of spiritual leadership, whether a dad, a mom, grandma, grandpa, you do have a responsibility to teach and train and to guide, but it must be their own relationship with God. Verse number 6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." So here's Paul also just given just a situation here where Timothy had his relationship with the Lord, and Timothy walked with God. But the fact is that many times as Christians, our walk with the Lord can grow cold. I think of just by way of example, because I'm a man, I enjoy fire. Right? You all with me? Here we go. This is a good time to use that. Because I'm a man, I enjoy fire. And there's times where we go out camping or at our house where we used to live in Stratford. We had a wood stove. I love that. And just being able to put the logs in the fire at night. And what would happen in the morning? Of course, the fire would die down. The fire, the fuel of the wood would burn up. What do you do in that situation? You take a stick or you take a poker and you stir up the embers. You stir it up to get oxygen in there. That's really what Paul is telling Timothy here, and just that many times in our lives we can grow cold, we can grow callous to the gospel and the Spirit's working within us. And the reality is that even as Paul is reminding Timothy, hey, God is the one that put the talents within you. God was the source of your talents, so depend upon Him for the use of the talents.
Right.
And that God knows, and God specifically gives talents and abilities to each individual and in their situation how He chooses. And so, therefore, we really don't have any reason or situation to be jealous or to look upon another person, how God's enabled another person, because God's the one that gave them the talents and abilities, and just trust in the Lord and depend upon Him.
Yes. All right.
Just last year, we were with another missionary family in a conference, and just remember, it was just this wonderful deep truth that this little boy told me, and he was talking about his family and their situation, and how He said that mom is great at hugs, not so great at wrestling. I love it because it's true. Mom's talents and abilities are hugging, not so much wrestling. And that's the dad's responsibilities. Dads are there to wrestle. Dads are there to roughhouse. And it's just the same situation in our lives as well, that if God's given you abilities to sing and God's given you abilities to serve and within your church and just depend upon the Lord and what He's enabled you with, rather than just getting all bent out of shape and grumbling because, well, God hasn't blessed me in that way. Well, just trust the Lord. Your responsibility, my responsibility, is to kindle my relationship with God. Because it is so, so true that we can just as that example of the fire, the fire can get died down because of the things that we do in life, the things that we have to do in life, and going about the things that need to get done. And we can forget about our relationship with God and our purpose of being a Christian. I just encourage you today to seek God that He would continue to stir up new life within you. This world doesn't need more dead Christianity. This world's got plenty of it. There's churches all around our region, all around the world that are no more alive than some old dead stump.
Yep, you're right.
Look at verse number 7 with me. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Let's look at this verse here for a moment. And maybe you've heard it as well. I've heard the verse talking about different situations. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and so we don't need to fear spiders and snakes and things like that. But I don't really think that that's quite the context of the verse here. And just the reality is that God has enabled and provided everything that we need for salvation and for salvation and a Christian walk, your walk within the Christian life. Just as this word, oftentimes in the New Testament, we know of the word phobos, or the Greek word, and which we would know as phobia. And just many times in the New Testament, we would see those types of situations in Luke chapter number 2 when the angels came before the shepherds and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Just talking about the fear and trepidation that the shepherds would have there. Also in Matthew 14:26, "And when the disciples were walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out in fear, for fear." The disciples in that situation were fearful of what they didn't understand, that was dread and terror. But here in this passage here in 2 Timothy, it's a different verse, and I believe it's only used just within this one verse here, but it really conveys more of the idea of timidity or hesitation to be, and it's absolutely right within the text here, but we have to understand the context, and the context is your relationship with God, and that God hasn't provided any aspect of hesitation with the gospel. Because in our hearts and minds, we can look at situations and be hesitant. Because we, when we drift apart on our relationship with God, we can just look at the circumstances around us and look at all the different things, and maybe a coworker, a relative, and just the situations where you're hesitant to speak about Christ because you already know in your mind what the response is going to be. Because the reality is that we need the Lord's strength. We need His supplying in our lives. Again, the verse says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear," that which is hesitance or being timid with the gospel. Well, there's that God hasn't provided that, but what has God provided? The verse answers that. Power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
that God has provided everything that you need to serve Him as a Christian today and to be a faithful witness for Him. And that the reality is that we must all be a faithful witness for Him. That it's not just the preacher's responsibility, it's not just the deacon's responsibility, although that's a responsibility on them. But it's the whole church that bears the responsibility of the gospel. And even with this situation, many preachers over the years have criticized, well, Timothy, he must have been just super shy and timid and those things. But the reality is that it doesn't matter whether a timid or a bold person. Your own boldness is not the issue. The issue is whether you're relying upon God. Because the reality is that every single one of us are hesitant with the gospel. Every single Christian needs God's leading and strengthening. Whether preachers, church members, we must rely upon the Lord that He would continue to supply what we need to speak about Him. Look at verse number 8 with me. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. The verse 8 is just telling us there, that first phrase is very clear. Be not thou therefore ashamed. Therefore, again, is referring back to the previous verse that God has supplied us power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, you shouldn't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Just even by way of example, of course, we got our daughter back there. We don't just hide her away and she's pretty. She's a good looking girl. We're not ashamed of her. You're showing us your pictures of your grandkids and all those things earlier today. You're not ashamed of them. And the same thing within the gospel of Christ, that God has provided a wonderful salvation. If you've received Him, you have no reason to be ashamed of Him.
Amen.
And He's provided you power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Even as the verse talks about, it goes on and says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. There again, the verse just is reemphasizing the aspect of the importance is on the power of God, not on you. And so it's so liberating to realize and recognize, hey, it's not about me, it's all about Him. He's working through you and enabling you, so it's not about you. So therefore, we must speak about Him. Because the reality is that we should be bold in proclaiming the gospel because God is our true source of courage. Partaker means one who has or takes a part. I want to encourage you, if you're not involved within church ministries, be involved. Be a partaker. Even talking about the partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Afflictions, that doesn't sound encouraging. But the reality is, sure, there's negatives. But don't get hung up on the negatives. There's so many positives. The ministry of the Lord is so wonderful. It truly is. Harvest time hasn't passed. Serve the Lord. Harvest time is now. And just the reality is that we must speak about Him because the end is coming near, and don't slack up. Don't quit. Keep going.
Amen.
I'm thankful you all have the opportunity to build new facility, new building, and all those things. That's wonderful. That's great. And even our Sendin church, we just came through a time period where we had a church fire, and we had to be in a temporary place. But even it began to seep within the church during that time of, oh, well, whenever we get back into our regular building and it's all remodeled, then people will come and then we can reach people. But no, the philosophy of if we build it, they will come really isn't in the Bible, but rather we must speak about Him. We must proclaim the name of Christ today. That you can be a light of the gospel for Christ today. Verse 9 says, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." I just want to reemphasize again that salvation, grace in Christ is so, so wonderful. And shame on any Christians that portray that being a Christian is a burden. Verse 9, it just talks about just a holy calling. And again, it's not according to our works. I didn't do anything to save myself. It's only by His grace. I'm sure I'm not the only person around that's ever had hesitations and questions, doubts. Lord, you can't. How could you ever use me? I'm sure I'm probably not the only person that's ever had those questions. The reality is that whether you have doubts and questions or you have pride problems, the issue is still the same, that we would rely upon the power of God. Because He's the one that's given you talents and abilities, and He's the one that's our enabler to help us, to guide us. That He's our true source of courage. And so when you lack times where you doubt, and maybe you're hesitant, maybe you're timid to, no, I don't want to give a tract to that person. I don't want to truly share the gospel with that person. I want you to be reminded of what the Bible says here. And that it's not the spirit of fear. That spirit of fear isn't from God. But God has provided what you need. Therefore, don't be ashamed. Because God hasn't given you fear, but rather He's given you courage. He's given you strength. He's given you what you need. So I encourage you here tonight just to trust in the Lord. Again, God doesn't need the super talented individuals. God just needs people that are surrendered to Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I thank You for the day that You've given. Lord, would You please just continue to help us. Lord, we need Your strength. We need Your guidance. Lord, I thank You for the day. Lord, I just pray that You would just continue to help each and every one of us. Lord, we want to be a witness for You. Just help us, teach us how. Lord, I thank You for Your grace and Your goodness, and I do pray this all in Your name. Amen.